What's your top five? All what right. you got?
I don't want to say.
I said, come home, the kids miss you, nigga.
It's y'all don't know this one. First, number one is "Pink Is Better" by Token.
Number one was Token. This nigga missing a Token.
Bro.
And what you are is a racist, misogynistic, xenophobic.
Her father had died, and this is her speech to her father.
Okay, and she's a liberal. He's a conservative.
It's considering her hair. Yes, she's half black, half white.
What's so confusing to me is, like, why have this much vitriol to your fucking father, bro?
We're about to find out.
Why? It's your father, though. Oh, my God.
And what you are is a racist, misogynistic, xenophobic, Trump-loving, cis-straight white man.
Cis-straight. Bitch, you wouldn't be here if he wasn't cis-straight.
Yeah, it's kind of different.
I hate that term.
How are you going to make it?
Please know that while I'm grateful and highly aware of all that you've given this family, I still don't miss you. When you died, I felt like there was a hole. I missed something, but it wasn't you. It was the idea of what you could become. I miss being able to hope and wish that one day you turn a corner and see the world from my perspective. I miss the idea that one day you might help me fight for the things that matter. I missed my fantasy of you. Because when you died, it solidified the fact that you'll never be what you could have been, but only what you are. And what you are is a racist, misogynistic, xenophobic, Trump-loving, cis-straight white man. That is all you will ever be to me. And Dad, before you tell me to respect the dead, please remember that you disrespected and disregarded the lives and deaths of entire communities of people with your ideology. You told me to never back down, so I won't. You know for a fact that even against you, I'm not afraid to share my peace. You are everything I aspire not to be, and I refuse to stand up here and sing the praises of a man who is the paradigm of white supremacy. So I'll take your race.
Paradigm.
This is at his funeral.
This is at his funeral.
Wait, his funeral packed. That nigga was loved.
Yeah, bro.
That shit at a stadium. What the fuck?
I'm about to say, shit looks like a Nas concert.
That was good. Shit
look like a Nas concert. No, but like.
Wait, yeah, they got a podium and shit, nigga.
Yeah, they.
What's going on here?
Bro, it got a microphone. Like, niggas is like, it's out there. They outside.
That bitch is clearly black. So, I mean, he was racist enough to have a black daughter.
I don't understand, like, how like, you can not think about all the things. Like how are you? I don't know. It's just all because you support a different person.
I think people is mad selfish. Like, you have a point with that. Like, this is a very. Like, this is some Gen Z ass shit. I'm not gonna lie, this is some Gen Z.
But it's like, yeah, you didn't have any, like, there's no thought process behind anything. I don't know.
Just not come to the funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, like don't disrespect the nigga at his funeral. Like, he's dead. Like, she's not the don't disrespect the dead thing. It's like, if you have that same energy, you have that same energy. But if he was so bad, why are you there? Like, are you there to make yourself feel better for shitting on him while he's dead?
Yeah.
Like, this was a purely selfish.
It's a purely evil just take. Like, there's no good in it. No matter what, even if you're extreme liberal. Like,
yeah, even if you're fighting for good. You're fighting for good and doing something evil.
Yeah, that's extremely evil. And it's like, I don't know. Like, people will always think that fighting fire with fire is good. No, that's not always the answer, bro. And this is clearly one of those times where it's not the answer.
In this case.
Mm-hmm. I love violence. I let people say I love fire with fire, but this isn't the way to do it. It's the way to do it. Should just
why do you sound like a candidate? This isn't the way to do it.
This ain't the way to do it, man.
Let me be clear.
Honestly, even if you're gonna speak at your father's funeral, and this is why, like, y'all be like, make generational wealth. What if my kid is this? Like, I don't want to get this bitch no money.
My one concern, was she holding the same energy when he was alive, though?
That is a good question.
I think so.
Hey, daddy. Like, just like trying to get the money. Then once that nigga died.
Another one of my questions is, like, he's clearly got a lot of money.
That's
And she said he protected and provided for her. Are you living off of his protection and provide? Like, are you receiving? If you're so big and bad, are you not receiving money from this nigga? Like, are you going to not take in the wealth? Or are you going to take in the wealth and then complain about how you got it? Just don't be one of them.
She's just, bro, she's a walking I don't know. People like that are just walking contradictions.
Yeah, because you're at the funeral, bitch. Like,
yeah, living off his wealth, I guess. Yeah, if you really didn't like him, renounce his wealth, donate all of it to charity or something.
Let's see if she's gonna say that. Let's see.
Mindset. I'll take your money and I'll take your advice. And I swear to God, I will make this world a better place. Not at all.
I'll take your money. She just said, I'll take your money.
Opposition to you.
You dumb bitch. You hypocritical bitch. So you're gonna make the world a better place.
It's the actual like the thought process.
If he didn't been on the speech, had been like, yeah, we had our differences. You know, there were some things he did said. You know, we had. You know, we didn't always get along.
But that's somebody a logical person would say. That's something she's not even close to that.
Yeah, she's ranting.
Bro,
red hair though. Anybody that dyes their hair that color,
bro, it's not even the whole hair that's red. It's just the top part. Like she just like got lazy.
Then she got the fucking like the Maya Angelou afro. Like she got the fucking
yeah.
She got the
mixed bitches are weird, man. The colors are totally gonna come to mixed toes
bro,
are weird.
Why do light skins always compensate for the blackness? And if you're so big and bad, don't take the money. You selfish bitch. You selfish bitch.
No, it's like she's a liberal, but then also like beyond that, not even just because she's a liberal, it's just that she's just a bad person in general. She's just a horrible person.
So, I would say horrible. I don't know this bitch.
Nah, I would. It doesn't, girl. There's no excuse of what you can. There's no. I don't care. I don't care if she saves fucking like. She stops the next 9/11. Like, I don't care what she does.
That might help.
That might do it.
Actually, the money from her father's funeral to stop the next 9/11. I might agree with what she's saying. And
maybe that nigga was xenophobic.
I would take this whole video back.
You can give her more money and stop the 9/11. Just what, a couple hundred G's?
Yeah.
But this you know helps my anti-mixed people agenda. You know,
Day side race, y'all.
Someone's gonna hear this and send me a strong word of text later, but whatever.
I might be the person sending him a strong word of text.
I'll have you know.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if I create an interrace motherfucker and they end up at my funeral talking like this and I gotta give them niggas millions? She can suck my dick.
To be fair, she's mixed, so you would have a higher chance making this with a...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. What if I make one of these interracial motherfuckers and they end up at my funeral talking crazy?
Yeah. Niggas still clap different.
It's like three niggas clapping. Mine.
Insert cash or select payment type.
Wow.
How does it feel to have a racist dad when you are what he hates? Man poor and make America great.
Oh no, she don't like the nigga because he support Trump. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. And all that shit back.
Yeah.
He's racist and supports Trump. I can't do it.
Make America great again.
Bitch, look where you grew up. You have a double door bedroom. Get the fuck out of here. She has a double door bedroom. You are eating and profiting off of your father's racism. You will take all his money. You will fucking live in this gigantic home you live in. I knew this bitch was rich by the funeral. Funeral costs are crazy. That's a crazy funeral.
That was some baller ass shit.
Nigga, that's a double door bedroom. This bitch got a French door in her bed. This shit fat.
And y'all are saying he's racist, but like he said she's going to take the money. So that means that he's leaving it in her will. So why leave that in her will then?
Your black daughter, yeah.
Exactly. So it's like shit's not adding up to it right now.
He's a Trump supporter. He's just white.
It's giving. Sorry.
He's just a white man.
He's just a white dude. Imagine he's literally just a white dude.
For, you know, having a kid with a white man. Like,
yeah, I hope you keep the same energy with your mom.
Exactly.
Keep
the same energy with your mom.
Keep the same energy with your mom for having sex with a racist white man and creating your devilish ass. Now I'm on ass. Yeah. He's talking about make America great again. The nigga just supported Trump and her fucking 16-year-old liberal TikTok ass couldn't take it.
Yeah.
Oh, this just made me mad.
This Stitch from Lilo and Stitch ass girl just fucking, yeah, she's pissing me off. Thigh gap ass.
That his kids are dying. We're the ones he wants locked up. And he can't fight for his kids that aren't white if he just wants to stay stuck.
You're You're white.
Where I couldn't tell him thank you. And now the time has come where I can't tell him thank you anymore. And while he has done a lot of negative shit, he's done a lot of positive shit for me too that I'm very thankful for. And
that's why you pissed on his grave? On his auditorium?
Hey, yo.
Yo, our generation fucked, bro.
Oh, it's cooked. Oh, it's
I don't want to give money to these niggas.
It's bad.
I don't want to perf one of these.
I don't want to
perf. I don't want to perf one of these.
Bad. Definitely not, bro.
You on the track?
I mean, still, I don't know.
Bring back segregation. That's the only way.
Mitch McConnell is right. It's not. And you know they just codified the bill for what's it called? Interracial marriage and gay marriage.
Unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately. I fell to my knees at work when I saw this. Unfortunately.
You saying bring back segregation?
Bring back segregation.
I really want to remember to tell the people in my life that I appreciate them and I'm thankful for them. Even the people that I have beef with, even the people that I'm not so close to, I want them to know that I'm thankful for the role that they've played in my life and making me the person that I am. The black experience is literally an experience like...
You're not black! Shut up.
The way society is, black needs to stay with black. White needs to stay with white. Asian should stay with Asian and the Arab with the Arab. We need to all be in our separate parts of America to prevent the bullshit like this. Can I get an amen, brothers? Get the fuck out of here, man.
Bruh, he said,
you're almost white presenting. Get the fuck out of here. You're clearly not all the way black.
No,
you're clearly not all the way black.
I would say there's only like two features on here that look black.
Let's give it away.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's just the lips and maybe the nose. And no, the hair, lips, and nose are the only.
She doesn't have a black lip. It's the hair.
Her nose is, yeah, her nose is not the blackest either. Yeah. You're white, dog. You're fucking as black as you are white. You hate half yourself. Get the fuck out. I've heard mixed people say that.
She describes herself as a black supremacist and uses they, them pronouns. It's just, I don't know. The world's, this generation is going downhill.
That is a good thing. I'm not going to say which half is a good thing.
All I'm saying is I don't use they, them.
Half that I might not agree with. But
I align myself.
You light niggas that just so fucking militant. Oh my God.
You can form your own conclusion which one I agree with, but yeah, I'm not gonna lie, you're not cutting it.
Which is exactly why I'm at an HBCU and pretty much only want to have black friends and partners. It is just literally impossible to explain the black experience. Like, you can have a black husband, you can have a black child, you will literally.
Can we talk about a certain brand of HBCU black people?
Let's go.
Found their blackness in college. And they're using being at HBCU to compensate for like their lack of black people in their upbringing. I've seen this happen before. This isn't the only guy I've seen like this before. Some people use HBCU as a way to compensate.
You're clearly a very, very wealthy half black person.
And this is nothing against HBCUs, by the way. If you want to go to HBCU, if you want to go to HBCU.
No, please go to HBCU.
Actually, you should probably go to
HBCU. Oh, yeah.
No, it's really a fact that some of y'all are using that as a way to compensate and like try to blackify yourself.
Bro, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's clearly compensating for the
fact that it's like people that try to go to the ghetto to try to like just like,
yeah,
hey, what's up, man? Like, what?
No, it's the suburban niggas that try to be from the hood. This is the reverse of that. This is a suburban nigga being black militant. This is a half black person being like leaning fully in because she can't comprehend the fact that you have white in you, nigga. Like you're as white as you are black.
The black experience and we talked about this before, obviously in the podcast, about how different cultures, like different races, have different experiences innately, right? But I don't know if we touched on mixed people. Is it more about the presenting, or is it more about? Because I think it's more about the presenting of what they look like that gives them their experience.
But yes, but even then, they're still treated. I would go as far as to say, even if you're of a certain light, like skin tone, you're treated different.
That's true.
Like you she's talking about the black experience, but she don't know what a dark skinned woman go through whatsoever.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what's confusing me right now, is because when we had that talk about black experience or people that experiences in different races, the only reason we even have that, the only reason that's even a valid claim, is only because it's physical. Because people make judgments, prejudices based off of the looks first. That's why they have different experiences for different colors of people. And so it makes it to where when you see certain features on somebody and you make the assumption of their race, well, I guess of their race, but just really of how they are, then you would do certain actions that will be different than others.
I would go as far as to say, if we're talking about like specifically finding a mate and specifically like dating wise, she has more benefits than almost, she has as many benefits as a fucking white woman.
She doesn't have as many benefits beauty wise.
She's not ugly. The fact that one, she's in shape, two, the fact that she's light, she gets more, and the three, the fact that she was able to afford to go to college, go to whatever college she wanted to go to, nigga, she has more benefits. Like, you know, this was so stupid about like explaining the black experience. As a woman, when you're dating, you don't have to explain the woman experience to your partner, but they still understand you're a woman.
That's true.
No one, why is this thing, you don't have to explain your experience to somebody for them to understand where you're coming from. Honestly, as a black person that dates outside of the race, I don't want to have to explain myself every time I go somewhere. Understand why I do what I do. If you don't talk to me. This is compensating. She is simply compensating. Have you ever explained your black experience to somebody that you talked to that wasn't black?
No.
Fuck out of here.
Top albums of the year.
Let's go. What's your top albums of the year?
Number one. Sold separately, Freddie Gibbs. Number two, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Okay.
Okay.
Number three, It's Almost Dry, Pusha T.
I love that album. I heard that. Okay. Okay. Mine is bad. I got number one, Yes Lord, by Anderson .Paak or NX Worries, but it's Anderson .Paak. Number two, Come Home, The Kids Miss You, Jack. Jack Harlow.
You're such a whitewashed black man. That's crazy.
Number three, Choose Your Weapon, Hiatus Coyote.
Fire.
What's your top five? Right. What you got?
I don't want to say.
I say Come Home, The Kids Miss You, nigga.
It's, yeah, no, mine's just, y'all don't know. Y'all don't know this one. First, number one is Pink Is Better by Token. Bro, it was a fire album.
I'm mumble the rapper. I'm the best white rapper out.
Never even listened to it.
I'm white. It's white. I fight the fight. I kill a nigga.
I hope.
Bring it back. I don't whack.
Somebody in the comments save me.
A floor poor. A tour.
And all the YouTubers think I'm lame. I think I'm a YouTube rapper. Nah, I'm gonna try to give it back. I give it to the back of the biz.
White boy with bars, the door.
I drive cars fast, far hard. This ain't like the hardest.
Oh, that's bad.
Number one was fucking Token, nigga.
Bro, that album was really good.
This nigga turning red, he black.
You don't even know why the bro.
What is it about? Is it about his deep struggles of being a YouTube rapper?
I'm not a YouTube rapper. I'm a rapper.
No. All right. So what about that album could you relate to? What could you relate to about that album? How did that album impact your life?
I'm not just the right rapper.
It's your most played album, so obviously something about it impacted you in some way.
It talks just about like in every Token album, he has one serious song where he talks.
Oh, you've listened to multiple Token albums.
I listen to almost all of his albums.
You've listened to every single Token album.
Not his early.
Okay.
But like,
okay.
Somewhere in between and Pink Is Better.
Who's your number two, man?
Huh?
Who's your number two?
Dax. Dax with I'm Not Just a YouTube Rapper.
No, bro, stop. Because Dax is a great lyricist.
Dax with Eminem, Please Call Me Back.
Oh, my God.
No, oh,
Yellow Wolf.
Number two is going to be not just any white rapper.
Number two, Quindecca.
Oh, fuck. I can't breathe, man.
My number two is Her Loss by Drake and 21.
Okay. Damn, you listen to it that much?
I listen to
whoa
a lot of music on repeat. Most of my music is usually repeat.
Yeah, mine too.
Same.
Especially when I'm in the car. The only time I really listen to music, besides obviously when I'm editing, is in the car.
That's impressive. That album literally came out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks ago, yeah.
Banging it.
Yeah,
like,
damn.
Number three. It's pretty self-evident. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
There is.
Shout out to Kendrick.
Okay, he got some taste towards the end.
Come on, bro. Like,
all right.
I used to be jamming these hoes. Number four. I'm not proud of saying this one, but Honestly, Never Mind by Drake.
I like that. I didn't hate that album. That's some shit.
I think.
It's some shit.
Like, because the thing is like all these albums, I only have like three songs that I would just continuously play over and over. And this song and this album, it was massive. And fucking, what's that other song?
There's three or four really good songs on that album, and niggas don't give that album any credit.
Yeah, because it's some shit.
Massive.
Yes, because it's some shit. Yes, for a good reason. It's some shit.
That album, I mean, there's some songs that are some shit on that album, and for sure. But there's some songs that are alright.
It's crazy because my number five is an old album, but it's gonna be Good Kid and Mad City.
Okay,
classic.
The only one song too, because it's my most viewed, it's my most listened to song, or no, it's like top 50, I think. But it's Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst. I listen to that thing every day.
In 2019, I listened to that song every day. Every day I went to practice, I listened to that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Classic music.
I didn't realize until like 3-4 months in that he was actually not talking about himself getting fucked. He was, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was rapping from perspective.
For each verse.
Yes.
The first two
took me a while.
Were existential from other people, his friend and then his girl. And then the third one was him
talking about death. About
talking to them. At the very end.
Well, and his battles with death.
Yeah, his battles with death. And then talking to them explicitly. Like in I think it's like two bars he talks about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He battles his very, which he didn't talk about on this new album. But he always has had this like fight with death that he did not talk about on this new album.
Bro, Pink is better. I got 461 plays. I'm sorry. That's not even close.
I was trying to help you out. Yeah. Huh? I was trying to help you out.
I'm sorry, bro. I know we're done. Like we were done bullying me, but we gotta bully me a little bit more for that shit.
God damn.
Bro, my next placement after 461, it's 347 of Her Loss.
God damn it! Yeah. Fucking 3 weeks.
It's
That's crazy. That's a lot.
If I have a son, I kind of my son's a niggas like Token. I feel like I failed my son. Like. How did I go wrong?
God damn.
How did I go wrong?
It sounds like sincere. Like you didn't,
I try to put you on good music growing up, and you couldn't listen to Token for 468. Like how many plays you said?
461.
Oh, I failed as a father. I failed.
Not just any white rapper.
Bad album.
Not any white.
The best rapper alive can't survive. Give me the whatever. Ah, some of them are you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. You get it in front of me.
What do you know?
This shit was so fun.
No.
In a new way, I want to share that and really honor the person that I love and that loved me back and teaching me so much about love and healing. I want to do that in front of the world because it defies all the constructs that one would say love is supposed to be or love should look like.
I would like to announce.
Honestly, you want me to keep it 100? That shit at the end was so fucking unromantic.
Yeah. Step up so what?
Yeah.
Step up looks so awkward.
I was like, bro, who daps up and then like holds it to their chest like that? On like chest to chest.
It was like they just learned how to be gay, but they were still.
Yeah, bro. I was like, is this a prank? I thought it was a prank. I was like,
yeah.
bro, honestly, you know, I would like to say the person to the left of me is the one who really showed me how to love. You know, he showed me what it was like to have a real partner through life and through liberty. And we would like to say, as the Suburban Boys, that
I showed this nigga how to podcast. That's about it. Yeah,
are you
we're good.
You didn't teach me anything else?
No, we're good podcast partners. That's
what do
that's
we do after we do podcast?
Go to the strip club.
We have been to the strip club after a podcast.
It's about as far as it goes.
I'm just. Amari, would you like to announce if anybody in the room that taught you how to love?
Yeah, actually, I think.
Yeah. He gonna double down. I know this nigga.
I'm gonna say, like, if you want me to be gay, we can be gay real quick.
That's a crazy statement.
That's a wild statement. That's an August Alsina ass statement. You know, this is the man that fucked Will Smith's wife.
Of course, yeah.
As long as everybody knows.
That's why I was like, is this a joke?
So much funnier.
Yo, if you're gonna be gay, why you kiss the nigga when he walks?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought.
Go to where he go. Go to the end, nigga. Why? If you're gonna be gay, nigga, be gay. What is this dapper?
He thought he's like, are we gonna kiss? Like, or what? And then they're like.
The most awkward handshake,
you know, yeah,
like gay history.
Because someone's holding the phone right now. I'm surprised they didn't laugh at this part. Like, I would have cried laughing. Like, what the fuck?
Nigga, I would have been laughing as I see the nigga walk through the, like, I'm holding the camera. He's talking about love, and this nigga walk and sit down. I'm, oh, hell no. Nah. These niggas gay?
Oh, my God. I just wanted one of the cameramen to be like, what about Jade?
Damn, bro. Your wife was getting fucked by a nigga that fucked dudes.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know how Will could catch another L.
Will's legacy's in the mud.
Jada couldn't show him about love, but he could. I understand.
Will's legacy's in the mud. Somehow, someway. This nigga has a hit movies. It was one of the coolest things on the planet at one point. And he's going to remember for his wife getting fucked.
He's going to remember for this picture right here.
Yeah.
What? There's a man in there that was fucking his wife.
That's crazy. That in this crazy. Picture.
That is crazy.
He has pearls on. I got to stop wearing pearls. I can't wear pearls no more, y'all. I don't know. It's something that just don't hit. It don't hit.
Yeah. It don't hit the same.
Honestly, I went to the club and the nigga was talking about my pearls. I never put the pearls back on again. And we was all sitting around. This nigga, do you have pearls on? We was all at the table.
It'd be worse if it was a nigga like pulling his shirt off his body right there. There's some big fat nigga. You got pearls?
Yeah, but he was 5'3". Yeah.
Bad enough.
Nah, he wasn't fat, but he was 5'3".
Yeah, you can't change that. I mean, you gotta live with your 5'3".
Forever.
Yeah, you can't
change
out.
This either. Even nigga put this on fucking TV.
Yeah, that's on live television.
Yeah.
Bro, honestly, we should come out on a pod, nigga. Our shit would be fire.
I'm gonna look at the.
Our shit would be. Our shit would
a gay nigga podcast? Oh, our numbers would go through the roof.